On, so we're looking at Sefer Gimel. It introduces the concept of Atzilu Mitinuv, that even though we said that wearing a beged is not considered a tzor because it's bolted to the body, if something its whole function, its sole purpose is not to protect the body, but it's to protect the item from getting dirty. So it's not considered a garment, and it's going to be a problem. If the item is made to protect the person's body from getting dirty, and it's worn, it's at least semi-worn, so then that's going to be mutter, or to protect the body from tsar, or to protect the body from there's a benefit from the person. So an example where you have this discussion, so wearing a raincoat, the purpose of a raincoat is not just to protect your jacket, so that if that would be the only sole purpose of wearing raincoats would be to protect your jacket from getting wet. So you'd have a problem to say, l'chor, that it's not there, it's there to protect the jacket, it's not going to be mutter. But that's not true. A raincoat is there to protect the body, the person from getting wet, to protect giving warmth. It has functions which are clothing-type functions, so therefore it's mutter. So even if you're wearing the raincoat at this point in time only for the purpose of protecting your coat, your jacket, it's a light rain, but it's considered a beged, and that's not a problem. One of the questions which the extent of this question was used to be what rain hats or rain covers. If you go back a little bit of a generation or so, now they have various versions. There was this plastic cover which was made to fit on top of your hat. Or the next similar discussion would be putting bags on your hat. You've probably seen this. People walk around with, you know, they have matching bags, you know, like, you know, everywhere is their 7 Mile Market bags over their hats in Baltimore, right? So would that be mutter if there be no eruv? So that's clear that if it's just a bag and it's all it is, it's there to protect the hat, it's a bag, it's not going to be mutter. It's not a derech levisha b'chlal. The question came up, if you have a rain cover which is made specifically for the purpose of covering the hat, it fits to the shape of the hat, and so is it mutter? So Rav Moshe Zatzal held as a problem because the main its purpose is l'tzulam mitinuv. It's there to protect the hat. And that's this discussion over here, which is that the tulam mitinuv is not mutter. So Rav Moshe held that was it was definitely osur.
What have you made stylish?
However, there are places which disagreed. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal held that mikra didn't really its mutter. It's made to become bottled to the hat. It fits the shape of the hat. And many times it protects the person also. So in cases of very heavy rain, it would protect the hat from soaking through and the water getting to the person. So he held that as mutter. Amatelzer, Sir Belimer Zatzal, held it was mutter gomer. And Rav Moshe held it was an issa deraisa. And they were once together in Lower Manhattan. That was for some type of a Shabbos together. And Rebella Meir, it was raining outside. Rebella Meir put on his rain hat. And Rebella Meir said, I have to tell you, they hold us also to walk outside. It's a Chiyuv Skila. He became a Hasra, right, in front of Tuedim. And Rebella Meir said, I hold its mutter. And he walked outside. So, so different ways of approaching something. Now, this is only a problem. What about a rain bonnet for a woman? A rain bonnet for a woman is not made to protect the sheitel. I mean, that's obviously made to protect her sheitel, but it's also made to protect her person, because the sheitel water will soak through very quickly onto the person. So the main purpose of a rain bonnet is to protect the woman, herself, her body. So that's not a shaila that a rain bonnet would be permitted. So let's say you make a rain hat, which the rain hat is not only covering the hat, it's also covering part of the body. So the first idea which they came with the rain hats, not to get involved in the machloik, is they actually came with a heksher from the badas, if I recall correctly, is that they went around the back of your head, your neck, etc. Also, they covered part of the body also. So now it's not just protecting the head; it's protecting the body also. So that's mutter. So that's not just protecting the head; it's protecting the person also. That eventually is expanded to. Let's hold that for a second. A hood. So a hood is mutter to wear because the hood is protecting the person. So I have a hood attached to my coat, and right now I'm not wearing the hood. I'm just wearing the coat. The hood is hanging down. Since the hood is part of the garment, even if it can be detached, it's part of the garment. So even though right now you're not wearing the hood over your head, it's going to be mutter. So then somebody came up with this great idea. Let's create a hood which can fit over your hat. And it's made a bed out of plastic. It takes 50 cents to make. They charge you $25 for it. It's a great deal. And some people are very happy with it because they make a lot of money. And some of us are less so happy with it. We still enjoy it very much because it covers our whole body. So that's definitely mutter. Okay. So that's the area of the Tzulam Etinuv. Let's say that person wants to wear an apron. So the person is wearing an apron because they want to protect their dress or their jacket, whatever it is, from getting dirty. So that's really the tin. If it's not to protect the person, it's to protect the garment. So a person, the average case of a person wouldn't be wearing an apron out into outside of his house. But if a person does not have an air of it, he's wearing an apron, he shouldn't be walking outside, because the purpose of the apron is only to protect the garment, not to protect the person. Ramosha raises the question about, according to him, that he holds rain hats are osur. And he said, Daraisa, what about wearing rubbers, galoshes, or boots? So boots, which are covered, not only the shoe, but cover the foot, they go up on your leg, so obviously they're made to protect the person besides the shoe. But rubbers are really only made at first glance, they're made to protect the shoe. It's like a rain hat. It's the rain hat down below. There's a rain hat on top for your hat, and there's a rain hat down below for your feet. So, no, see, that over there, it's the chances of the water soaking through the shoe and getting to the foot are much more common. It's definitely protecting the foot, not just protecting the shoe, it's also protecting the foot, so that would not be a problem. According to everybody, however, let's see if you ever... actually witnessed this. You said you have a person doesn't have galoshes, he forgot, he lost them or something, he takes no problem, he takes two or three bags, wraps them around, puts a rubber band around them, walks outside with the bags on his shoes. That's the same problem you have on the hat. That's not a garment at all. It's not a bag. So you can't, even though you're wearing it right now to protect your body, it doesn't have a tzur of a bag, so that's not going to be mutter. One area which is interesting, let's say a person wears boots, and getting the boots on and off is difficult. So if you wrap the shoe in a plastic bag and before you put it into the boot, it makes the shoe go more in and out of the boot more easily. So that bag would be a problem. That bag is not really functioning in any way protecting the body. It's just an extra bag. So in a case there'd be no area, a person should not be wearing that bag over his shoe inside of his boots. Okay. So that's Sif Yud Gimel. A lot of information on Sif Yud Gimel and Sif Yud Dalet. Okay. Okay, we did that. Okay, let's hold it here. Maybe we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll do more tomorrow.